I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Heart surgery in children is done to repair heart defects that a child is born with or heart diseases a child develops after birth. To talk about pediatric heart surgery is Dr. Scott Bradley. He's a professor of surgery and the Robert Sade Endowed Chair in Pediatric Cardiac Surgery at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Bradley, how common are pediatric heart conditions that require surgery?
If you look at all congenital heart defects as a whole, their incidence is about 1%, or about 10 per 1,000 live births. And anywhere from one-third to one-half of those will require some type of intervention, either surgical or in the cardiac catheterization lab at some point during the patient's life.
How many of these congenital heart defects are actually picked up prenatally?
So about 60% of some of the heart defects are picked up prenatally. Whether a heart defect can be picked up prenatally depends a little bit on its nature. Heart defects which are outside of the heart, so an abnormality of a blood vessel, could be easily missed on a prenatal ultrasound. However, complex defects like single ventricles would be picked up about 60% of the time actually before birth.
And Dr. Bradley, what about the timing when surgery is needed for an infant? How is that determined?
So some heart defects actually do not need surgery at all, and an example would be a small hole in the heart, which would close spontaneously or by itself. The timing of heart surgery varies widely depending on the defect. Many defects we see can undergo delayed surgery, and a fairly typical age for us to carry out an open heart operation would be around 6 months of age. There are more complicated defects which need to be operated on in the first week of life. And then there are a few defects which actually need to be operated on as an emergency very early after birth, sometimes within the first hour or two following birth.
What advances have occurred in recent years to improve pediatric heart surgery?
There have really been a variety of advances which have occurred recently which have improved surgery. These have included the techniques we use in surgery. There have been new operations which have come along. We're increasingly recognizing defects of the coronary arteries, which take blood directly to the heart. And new operations are actually being done much more frequently to treat these, such as an unroofing of an abnormal coronary artery. We have new technology. A couple of examples of that are we have new devices to monitor the oxygen levels, both in the body and the brain, and we use those both during surgery and in the intensive care unit after surgery. And in particular, we've developed new technologies in the area of ventricular assist devices, and these are mechanical pumps which can support the heart, which is failing and unable to maintain the circulation on its own.
How common are heart diseases in a child that develop after birth?
So most of what we see is congenital, something that a child is born with. However, a minority of cases would develop after birth. One example would be myocarditis. So, for example, a viral infection of the heart muscle, which makes the heart not contract well.
Dr. Bradley, thanks for providing information about pediatric heart disorders and surgery.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.